You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First off, I chat to University Veterinarian at the University of Auckland, Dr. Jodie Selinski, about the openness agreement on animal research and teaching in New Zealand. Sign groups are wanting a more open approach when it comes to involving animals in their science research after years of silence. 21 signatories are pledging to be clearer with the public and tangata whenua about why they use animals in studies and education. I asked Selinski about being transparent and why she sees this as progressive and a step in the right direction. Why is it important to show people transparency within the animal testing and science?
So in animal research and teaching, we want to tell people what that means. What does animal research mean? We want people to have the facts around the use of animals so that we can discuss it with the public and the public can consider it from a position of knowledge and understanding, and we can help promote a constructive dialogue on animal research between organizations and the public. And that means not only the external public, but for the University of Auckland, our community, our faculty and staff and students. We want to be able to talk with them about that and have a constructive dialogue. For a long time, the only side of the narrative has been the animal rights, animal activists. And so now we need to come out and tell our side of the story and the reality of what happened.
Any research activities involving animals has to comply with the Animal Welfare Act. Can you explain some of the ways this agreement will regulate animal research and what some of the ethical considerations will be moving forward?
So the openness agreement has no legal teeth, right? It's not part of the legislation. It's a voluntary commitment that organizations make to inform people about what they do, about the good work that they do to increase the welfare of the animals, about how a lot of people don't know there actually is legislation around this. People still think there's cosmetic testing, and that's not done in New Zealand. It's completely illegal. People don't know that there are animal ethics committees. It takes a long time to get animal ethics approval. There's very high compliance. That the health and welfare of the animals is absolutely paramount. They have amazing, loving, caring technicians taking care of them. They have veterinarians like me that are on call 24/7, that it's very highly regulated about the three R's, how we reduce the number of animals to the minimum needed, how we replace animals where we can in science, and that we absolutely take every chance to increase the welfare of the animals. So it doesn't have any legal teeth. It's voluntary. So the people who are signing up to this are voluntarily saying, we want to tell you about what we do and how we do it, why we do it.
And moving on to an example, in 2019, more than 315,000 animals were used for scientific purposes, and more than 130,000 of those animals were bred and killed without being used. And this caused major public outcry. Are you concerned that being transparent like this will do more harm than good?
Look, that's absolutely, those statistics are true, and we absolutely acknowledge that is the case, that animals are used and animals also are humanely killed or euthanized in the pursuit of this important research. The animals that are humanely killed. There are rules and regulations around how that happens, and we do that in the most regulated and humane ways that we can for that research. And those animals are valuable in their death as they are in their life. So their tissues are used to look at the diseases and the treatments that we're trying to find. As far as the animals that were bred and not used, that does happen. The problem with breeding, and anyone would know this, whether it's a human or a dog or a cat or a mouse, you can't regulate how many animals are bred. You know, you can't regulate how many animals are in a litter. And unfortunately, despite our best efforts to try and really manage the breeding effectively, sometimes additional animals are bred, again, not intentionally, but they're bred and they aren't able to be used for various different reasons, and they do have to be killed. Some of those animals can be used in science afterwards, so the tissues can still be used. So we try and make sure that even if they technically didn't contribute to research while they were alive, that perhaps they can contribute to research when they're dead. And also another initiative that we at the University of Auckland are taking to try and stop that number being killed is adopting animals out. So we are actively rehoming animals.
So hundreds of thousands of animals are still going to be bred and killed. Is there just no way of trying to regulate that?
Oh, look, we absolutely try as hard as we can to decrease that number, right? We're always looking for ways to streamline the breeding, to make it as efficient as possible, to have people use both sexes. We're really now trying because in animal research, it's been, okay, well, we're just going to use males. And really, over the last many years, research has not accepted that anymore and said, hey, the whole world isn't a bunch of males. You actually have to balance that research. So we're trying in many different ways to not have those animals' lives, you know, wasted. And so we're trying to breed efficiently. We're trying to use them in research more efficiently. And we're trying to adopt them out.
And wanting to be more transparent about animal testing and saying that animal testing is integral to science, will we ever move away from animal testing altogether?
I hope so, and most of us in animal research hope so. So we have that in common very much with people who want to see animal research stopped. And remember, all animal research is not animal testing, so animal research testing and teaching in New Zealand. And we absolutely all want that same thing. So the difference is the animal activists, the animal rights people say, oh, well, you can do that right now and just stop it all right now. But we can't. We know very well that there are many, many, many things that need to be done that cannot be substituted with non-living alternatives. But as alternatives become available that are scientifically validated and legal, then absolutely we move away. So we move away slowly. So a lot of things have been replaced, and we will keep doing that as much as we can until such time as we can have a full replacement, because that is the ultimate goal for all of us.
So it is a possibility.
Hey, look, I think it's a possibility. I mean, actually, I was talking to someone yesterday, and she said, oh, I wonder if that'll happen in our lifetimes. Well, maybe it won't happen in our lifetimes, but we will keep moving toward that. So the more we can replace different aspects of animal research, the better that will be, right? So we replace as we can. And the problem is there's ethical considerations. If you stop research right now, what about the ethics of not finding a cure for diseases that you might have found? So we can't just stop animal research because that will hold back research that is going to help not only people, but their pets. You know, I mean, the research in New Zealand is all done to help people, to help animals, or to help the environment. So again, remember, there's no cosmetic testing here. It is all the pursuit of science in order to help people, animals, and the environment.
I then briefly spoke to Executive Director of the New Zealand Anti-Vivisection Society, Tara Jackson, about her thoughts on the openness agreement on animal research and teaching in New Zealand, and whether she also sees the agreement as a step in the right direction. Is there a world where animal testing is okay, or is it universally bad?
When it comes to animal testing, I think we can create a world without it. I think whether it be ethical or scientific grounds, there's arguments against animal testing from either of those sides. So, you know, we definitely see a world where animals are no longer used in harmful experiments, but at the same time, you know, we can also see human health thriving and science continuously improving once we shift to focusing on human-relevant research rather than continuing to look at mice and rats to try and help people.
Many animal rights activist organisations in the past have taken very staunch approaches when it comes to animals being tested for science. Will there be a similar opposing approach to this openness agreement?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's a good first step, you know. It's a good indicator that like even the animal research kind of community, even talking about openness is a positive thing. So I don't think there'll be much pushback from this, to be honest. I'd be surprised if there was, because if anything, we should just keep encouraging the scientific community to be more open. So I think it's an awesome first step, but I've still got a long way to go. And it's also a matter of we pretty much have to wait and see how open they're actually going to be in reality. Because
yeah, do you have any concerns regarding the agreement?
Yeah, definitely. Like, this agreement isn't a... There's no legally binding part of this. This is just kind of like a guidelines or recommendations of what people should do.
So, do you think it'll offer full transparency?
Full transparency? No. you know, perfect world, the public would be able to see, you know, where animals are sourced from to be used in science, how they're used, what exactly that looks like, you know, access to footage of these animal experiments happening. But that's not what's happening here. It's literally going to be things like having the animal usage stats available on their website. You know, like it's a baby step towards full transparency. So that's why I say they've got a long way to go, but yeah, it's a positive first baby step, really.
That was Executive Director of the New Zealand Anti-Vivisection Society, Tara Jackson, and Animal Welfare Officer and University Veterinarian at the University of Auckland, Dr. Jodie Selinski, about the openness agreement on animal research and teaching in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.